You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Today is June 30th, 2023. I'm your host, MP Holmes, and this is a piece on examining a recent attempt by Barrie City Council to push anti-homeless legislation, and features interviews with Rob Romanuk of Engage Barrie. Last week, the Barrie City Council tried to push anti-homeless legislation, but backed down due to the strong countrywide backlash. The bylaw would have prohibited anyone from sharing food, water, tents, or any other survival items with people experiencing homelessness. I talked to Rob Romanuk of Engage Barrie, and he explained the situation.
Because there are some organizations in the city that are not affiliated with a physical location, right? It's not the Salvation Army. It's not a church. There's one group. I'm gapping their name now. It's run by Christine Naylor. It's called Ryan's Hope. If you just do a search for that. So her son was homeless, passed away from a drug overdose. So, to honor his memory, she's organized a group of volunteers who collect food and tents and provide those to the homeless population. There are also organizations that go out and help the indigenous population that is homeless and give them supplies, right? And they're doing that on the streets of Barrie, or they're going to the park and they're seeing somebody who is in need. They will give them something. So that is currently happening, right? And so there is no law to prevent the city from to come in and prevent you from doing that, right? So this motion is introducing that law that bylaw that would allow the city to come in and sort of say, excuse me, you as an individual or group, you cannot hand out supplies to these people on this park.
One part of the motion was to prevent homeless people from receiving support from individuals, but also to prevent encampments.
Basically, as far as I understand it, they want to rule out any kind of encampment and put in legal or bylaws so that if somebody is having an encampment, the Barrie police can come in and just remove them.
Particular to this motion was that it would only be applicable on city property. Rob explains what this means.
What is city property? And there's a FAQ that they have up, and they define, it's just city property is sidewalks, street corners. It's like, and it's also unclear whether this is, as an organization, you can't do this. As an individual, it seems that anybody, it seems that they can. The wording is, to me, so unclear as to, they could, say, oh, you can give a granola bar to somebody. It's like, but your wording makes it sound like I can't, as an individual. If you're a church and you give out stuff to homeless on your church property, that's fine. If you are an organization like the David Busby Center and you give out support to homeless people at the David Busby Community Center, that's fine, right? There's the Hope Center in Barrie, which is a downtown sort of church as well. They have every Friday they have free lunches on their property, right? So it seems to be a way to allow the city to, I'm going to say, quote, clean up the homeless issue how they see fit. So if there are panhandlers on the street, and and the city feels like, well, this is affecting our downtown businesses, we can come in and we have got a bylaw to physically remove them.
In the end, and amid an outpouring of criticism from across the country, once a local outreach center agreed to stop handing out food and supplies along Barrie's waterfront and instead moved their outreach to private property, the local government withdrew the amendments, commenting that they were no longer necessary. Alex Nuttall, the mayor of Barrie, said it's not stopping the program, it's stopping where the program is happening. So why am I talking about Barrie on a show about Waterloo? Namely, because if the bylaw had passed council, it would have been challenged legally, surely citing the Superior Court case of the Regional Municipality of Waterloo v. versus Persons Unknown and To Be Ascertained, 2023, from earlier this year, in which the Superior Court rejected the Region of Waterloo's plan to evict individuals encamped on region-owned property at Victoria and Weber. The region argued that the people encamped were in breach of a local bylaw and the Charter of Rights did not apply in this case, but the judge disagreed, finding that forcing homeless people to leave an encampment where there aren't enough shelter spaces violates their rights to life, liberty, and the security of the person, all of which are protected in Section 7 of the Charter. At the time, Kitchener had insufficient shelter capacity. Almost 1,100 people experienced homelessness and only 460 emergency shelter spaces. The insufficient shelter space situation in Kitchener still continues, but in Barrie, currently, there are estimated to be about 722 homeless people and only 202 shelter beds. So without enough shelter spaces, surely any attempt by Barrie City Council to enforce these bylaws would have been met with a court challenge. So I asked Rob if the city councillors were aware of the Waterloo judgment.
Yeah, so I know that some of the councillors are aware of it. If they all aren't, I'd be incredulous, honestly, or they're not doing due diligence. It could be that when they started this process, they were unaware. Some of them were unaware of it, but by now they should all be very much aware of it. So you know, I totally agree. It's like this looks like they're opening their doors for litigation, and then the amount of news that this is, media coverage this is getting now, and you know, when the Canadian Human Rights Commission gets involved, I think it's a pretty serious matter.
Rob talked further about how the council's amendments weren't all terrible, but perhaps addressing the lack of shelter beds should have been their first priority. In this clip, Rob refers to two statements, and those are the amendments in the bylaw that tried to prevent people from helping homeless people and also outlawing encampments.
It's really challenging because you read them, you read the whole motion without notice, and there are many, many very positive, good things in that motion, right? Like there are other statements in there that talk about, you know, the importance of mental health and getting, you know, warming centers in place. So those are all very strong. But and then there are these two statements. I'm not from my computer right now. So like these two statements are basically an attack on the poor. Like if you had taken those two statements out, I don't think anybody would have complained about this. If anything, everybody would have applauded the council for you know, making the moves towards helping out the homeless. It's one of the situations where you go like, if you have concerns about having the people in a public space, if you have concerns like safety concerns for the homeless as well as for other individuals in the city, then you would think that the first course of action is tries to find someplace to house these people and then start, you know, making a progress to eliminate squatting or encampments, right? That you'd think that if you follow that order, that would make sense. But to just come down with the statement of we're going to we're going to outlaw encampments when this is the only way for some of these people to survive, is unconscionable. Like, you know, and like you say, it's kind of you read the motion, you go like, oh, there's some really good things here, and then they do this, and you go like, I don't understand.
The Waterloo judgment, which follows a 2015 ruling in BC Supreme Court, which also found that the portions of bylaws violated the Charter of Rights of a person forced homeless, means that municipalities in Ontario should no longer use bylaws to forcibly remove homeless people from public spaces when there is nowhere suitable to go. But as you can see, old habits die hard. As it turns out, Barrie City Council have afforded everyone more time to find better solutions, but it raises the question of the importance of bylaws and how they are used to criminalize the homeless. This isn't just happening in Barrie and Waterloo, it's happening all over the country.
Is it in Labrador? There's a municipality there that is going through the same kind of issues. Very similar to this. Unfortunately, I think we live in a world where if this happens, there will be other people that will see it as a stepping stone for them to move forward on.
So determining if adequate alternative shelter is available is therefore a central issue in assessing if a charter right exists in a particular case. Alternative shelter was not adequate in Barrie or in the region of Waterloo. So now we must ask, are cities, who are enamored with using bylaws to force people to do what they want, going to absolve themselves of the responsibility to provide adequate housing and support by backing down on encampments? You have been listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. This is MP Holmes, and thanks for tuning in. The music on today's show is called Funks On by Lightbeats, and it's courtesy of Envato Tuts, and is upbeat funk music mix on YouTube. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.